We are about to visit some of the oldest ecosystems on Earth. We're going to rainforests in Australia that have survived since the days of dinosaurs. During the country's recent fire season, though, it was the most devastating on record. Parts of those forests burned. NPR's Nathan Rott looks at how this happened and what it means.
It's a short, bouncy drive across a boggy field to get to the forest's edge.
Hang on.
Ecologist Mark Graham is behind the wheel and will be guiding us through a recently burnt part of the dense tangle of green that lies ahead.
We'll walk from here.
Cool.
It's a bit sloppy just here, but we're...
Graham is with the Nature Conservation Council of New South Wales, an Australian environmental group. In his day job, he trains locals how to better manage wildfire. This past summer, though, there was no managing that.
I'm still alarmed by what went on here. Like, there were desperate measures required to pull fires up, and most fires were not pulled up.
By pulled up, he means contained. Desperate measures were taken to stop fires and didn't always work.
And you can see it burnt very severely in front of us.
He stops to point at a section of forest that is remarkably colorless compared to the lush green around it.
Everything in the understory and in the shrub layer is dead. And that was all rainforest.
Subtropical temperate rainforest, to be more precise, similar to the type that used to blanket the supercontinent of Gondwana before Australia broke from Antarctica and started its slow drift north. Tens of millions of years later, here in the cooler mountains of East Australia, a few small patches of that ancient rainforest are hanging on.
So there's,
speaking of hanging on.
There's a chain that takes us down here, so... It's not super dangerous.
To show us how unusual this fire was, Graham says, we need to get to the bottom of a steep ravine.
Like just little footholds and handholds, but this is, the chain can help on this last bit.
Holding your mic in your teeth.
With the chain for help, we descend towards a rushing stream over mossy logs and past dew-speckled ferns.
Yeah, just gonna squeeze your way through there a bit.
The air is so humid at the bottom, there's a light mist.
These are the deepest, wettest parts of the whole landscape.
But fire even made it to here. Upstream, we see mossy logs, wet to the touch, that are half charred.
You know, I've been here all my life, and there's a lot of other people who have. We're all just scratching our heads going, this is not right.
Ecologists and other observers in East Australia and other parts of the world are saying the same thing. It's not that fire doesn't happen in rainforest. It does, just very rarely, without human help. What's shocking is that rainforest wasn't just burning in that little patch we just visited. It was burning up and down the Australian continent. In New South Wales, more than half of the area designated as Gondwana Rainforest of Australia burnt in the last fire season, 54%.
What's happening is we are seeing climate change at work.
Karen Tabor is with Conservation International, where she tracks wildfire and ecosystem changes globally using satellite data.
Hotter weather, drier weather conditions, and longer fire seasons. This is causing more fires.
And it's making those fires harder to manage. A synthesis of some of the world's best fire science that was done in response to Australia's fire season found that, yes, human-caused climate change is increasing the global risk of wildfire. Fire season is lengthened across a quarter of the burnable Earth. Fire weather conditions are happening more frequently in places like Australia. And even on the opposite end of the world, the Arctic. Nancy Fresco is a research professor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
The change is happening in a couple of ways. In the areas that typically burned, we're seeing hotter fire, more frequent, more intense. And then we're also seeing fires extending into areas where they didn't burn typically.
In the Arctic, fires are burning further and further north. In the Amazon, Central Africa, and Southeast Asia, more rainforest is burning, partly because of climate change, but also because of another human element. Here's Dr. Robert Koyman, a botanist with Macquarie University.
Of course, there's also the fact that we are now 9 billion people, and the massive modification to landscapes in terms of forestry activity, land clearing, land modification, all of those things have occurred at the same time.
And all of those disturbances, Koyman says, provide footholds for fires to take off. So, why should we care that more places are burning? Again, Nancy Fresco.
The first answer is, well, we all share the same atmosphere.
And fires release carbon into that atmosphere, carbon that then feeds global warming, warming that then feeds fires, fires that then release, you get the idea. Climate scientists call this a positive feedback loop, though there's little positive about it. Because these ecosystems are not used to fire, they'll have a hard time recovering, leaving carbon in the atmosphere and further threatening already threatened species. The Gondwana rainforests of Australia are like these little time capsules into a prehistoric past. And visiting various parts that burnt, the difference is jarring. Burnt areas look different. They're brown versus green. They feel different because they have less shade. And they sound different. Unburnt? Burnt.
Yeah, it's a completely different physical system.
Back with ecologist Mark Graham, we're walking down a recently burnt hill sprinkled with Antarctic beech. These ancient trees with massive canopies and gnarled trunks. They're a hallmark of Gondwana rainforests.
They are the ultimate survivors.
But Graham says what's so worrying to him is that many of these ecosystems and the endemic species that depend on them have already been reduced to near nothing. Logging and other human activities have already pushed them to the brink. Wildfire is just another threat.
For a lot of the critters, it's like being on a shrinking island.
That's a really, really good description. And ultimately, at this type of pace, there won't be anywhere left to go. The pace of change is simply too great.
Too great, even for ecosystems that have survived for millions of years. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Bellingen, Australia.